the sentence is really quite clever. It's what I would call light touch oppression. What has happened is that by sentencing him to a relatively short but suspended sentence of imprisonment, which is going to last for a year, it's effectively silencing him and CCF until beyond the election. The elections, of course, are scheduled provisionally for September next year, although I gather it suggests they may be brought forward to March. A suspended sentence effectively takes away, for a year, effectively takes away freedom of speech and the right for a respectable and respected organisation to comment during that process.
Do you think in some way Reverend Akayile Iyambaki has become a whipping boy for you because of your covert entry into Fiji in putting together the information that was eventually contained in this report?
I think that I would put it a different way. I think what's happened is that Iyambaki has been effectively been able to be silenced through the misuse their report and to my report. Their report was simply a summary of what I had said with no comment beyond what was in it. So the situation is that an ill-founded prosecution has been utilized to effectively silence him, say, during the run-up to the election and possibly through the election period.
Do you take any responsibility in any way for this, though?
Well, of course I take a responsibility. Everything that was in the report is my responsibility. I'm entirely responsible for it, and I've always accepted any responsibility for it. Any inaccuracies or anything that is wrong in the report is my responsibility. At the same time, anything is right in the report is my responsibility. But certainly, the report is at my door, and it's simply my responsibility.
Which part of the report did Akayile Iyambaki reprint? And that's of your report.
There was a summary of the whole of the report, but essentially what's been latched onto is the issue of the independence of the judiciary within Fiji. This prosecution, ironically, would have been an opportunity for the Fiji judiciary to demonstrate its independence of government. Unfortunately, they've failed in that responsibility. The position was that prosecution was brought by the Attorney General based on my report and his assessment of my report, and effectively the condemnation, I think is where I put it, of my failure to speak to members of the regime when I was there. The position so far as Fiji is concerned is that the judiciary has been undermined by the dismissal in 2009 of all the judges. There is a difficulty over tenure, and there is by and large a problem in relation to international perception, and I would say the reality of the independence of the judiciary there.
And are you basing your opinion entirely on the dismissal of the judiciary?
No, I interviewed a number of people inside and outside Fiji in connection with my report. I'm not the only commentator who's spoken to this. The IBA, United Nations, I'm not alone. Within your own country, there have been a lot of commenters to problems with the Fiji judiciary.
And again, on Reverend Akayile Iyambaki, this is final. There's no appeal process open to him?
Well, as I understand it, there is an appeal process open to him. Whether he will exercise that or not, I do not know. All I can say is that quite clearly within the Fiji system, it may well be that they will decide that it is not worth the considerable expense of going through that process. They may not have faith in the potential outcome of an appeal.
And
the probity of the system.
How recent is your assessment now of what's happening in the judiciary in Fiji? Your report now is some years old now.
Well, my report was based on a visit in November 2011, as you know. I haven't been back to Fiji in that time. However, I have been following events in Fiji as closely as I can, and certainly the situation would appear to be that little has changed since I was there.